Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi, everyone. So the final presentation in our festive market, which has been an amazing event this weekend, is the lady herself who has done a lot of organising with this, and that is Jane Vernon with Park Lane Jewellery. Take it away, Jane.
Thanks, Jo. I think some of you are probably new to Park Lane, so I will start at the beginning. So some of you will have heard all of this before. So Park Lane it's a range of fashion jewellery. So it's lead and nickel free, and then the gold and rose gold toned items are plated in either 18 or 22 carat gold, depending on the particular detail of the product. And the silver tone pieces are plated in rhodium. But there's no lead or nickel or the kind of things that people are usually intolerant of if they have a problem with jewellery. So, and also the earrings, the posts or hooks, depending on the style, are made from surgical steel. So you really shouldn't have a problem. But if you do, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, even on earrings. And then there's also 120 days when you can swap it for something else if you decide there's something else you like more. Now, we have one basic offer running the whole time, which is buy two full price items, get four items half price. And your full price items will always be your cheapest items. So we have a range of 18 pound earrings. And if you buy two of those, you get up to four items, full price items for half price, even if those are far more expensive than the earrings. So sometimes actually adding a pair of 18 pounds earrings means that you're actually paying less for the overall basket. Now, if the basket comes to 108 pounds, you then have the chance to buy a customer special, which is any item up to the value of £200 for £30. So this is what I was saying about this is a smart way to get your impression bracelet if that's what you've set your heart on. Now, as well as that, there are also monthly specials, which are items that usually aren't around for very long. At the moment, we've got some Christmassy ones. They don't count towards your £108 purchase, but they usually are fairly heavily reduced and discounted anyway. So I'm going to start with the earrings and then come on to the current fairy tale collection, which is the autumn winter collection, and then finish with a few festive items. I'll just tell you what I'm wearing. These are the Prancer earrings, and they're there's a stud, the fabric covered. There's a stud which is slightly pointy, and then a big bauble hanging from that. And then I think, yes, five little very neat tassels hanging from the bottom of that. They're green, they're probably two and a half inches, but you wouldn't be mistaken, you wouldn't probably be wearing them at any other time of the year. They are very Christmassy, and they're very, very light. The tassels are cotton, and as I say, the little ball and the stud is fabric covered, but I hardly know I've got them on, so they are very, very light. Right, so the £18 earrings, I haven't got time to show them all, but I will start with these, the Dotties. These come in all four metal tones, so gold, silver, rose gold, and hematite, which is a gunmetal colour. And they're just like a little flat, round stud. It looks like somebody's dropped a blob of molten metal, and then sort of slightly sanded it. So they're a very kind of organic shape. They are £18. As I say, they come in all different colours that we do. Another of the £18 ones are the infinite, which they're like the affinity symbols, so sort of slightly squashed figure of eight. And on the top ribbon of that, it's pavé set with microcrystals. And I just love the detail. They could have done the whole thing, but I like the fact that it's just the top ribbon. Again, they're a stud. They only come in silver, and they are £18. These are on a hook. These are the Gwyneth. And so you've got the sort of fish hook style. But on the back of that, you've got a little rubber stopper, so they can't kind of come out of your ear and fall out without you noticing. I find particularly in the winter when you're wearing scarves and that kind of thing, it's very easy to pull an earring out by accident. And because these are so light, you wouldn't kind of notice. So you've then got a circle disc that's probably about the size of a 10p, and it's got the Tree of Life symbol cut right the way through, so cut out of it. They're only in silver colour, silver tone, for the rhodium plated. And as I say, those are the Gwyneth, and those are £18. Those three, and I only had time to put one of these on the card, so I'm holding that one up. These are the Encore, and I couldn't believe it when these arrived, because for £18, I think they're amazing. So again, they're a hook, and then you've got a sort of teardrop shape, which is filled in with sort of filigree work. And then five crystals. So in the middle, you've got a topaz coloured crystal, and then four Northern Lights crystals set round that. They're in hematite. Again, you just don't know you're wearing them. They're really, really light and comfortable. I suspect Maria's had to leave, but I know she's very, very fond of her dangly earrings from Park Lane, because she'd never been able to wear dangly earrings before, because they've always irritated her ears. So that's a really good endorsement that these actually have been no problem at all. So there are lots of other £18 styles. There are the single studs, single pearl studs, which are the Matinee. And there's some little silver crosses, which are the Eternal, and little gold studs. They're like a little pyramid sticking out from your ear, and they're pavé set in microcrystals. I think that's it. I think you've got about 8 or 9 £18 earrings, and also to go with the Matinee studs, there's also a pearl necklace, the Heiress necklace, that's also £18. So the studs and the necklace would only cost you £36, and would be a really good start to building up your basket, because you'll then get your next four items for half price. So I think that's everything in those. The studs, the pearls, and the pearl necklace, the Matinee and the Heiress, they are faux pearls. They're glass-coated pearls. We do have quite a lot of freshwater pearl pieces also from Park Lane, but those particular ones are faux pearls, and because of that, they're a sort of perfect sphere, the freshwater pearls, and the beauty of the freshwater pearls is that they're they're all different and they're always a little bit irregular. So depends what kind of look you're looking for, really. So that's how you would, that they would be ideal full price items. So I'm going to move on to some items that would still be great value at full price, but would be good half price items. And I'm going to carry on with another set of earrings. These are a bit like a combination between the Dotties and the pyramid ones that I was talking about that are called the Clio, that I don't actually have those with me at the moment. So these are, they're slightly domed. If you press them flat, they'd probably be about the same diameter as the Dotties. So they're quite a neat little earring. The gold tone, and then in the middle, they're fave set with hematite coloured microcrystals. So when I say pave set, I mean just the whole thing is set with tiny little crystals, and they're pave comes from paved, so effectively it's paved in crystals. So those are the Kira. They'd be lovely for work. They're a neat little daytime earring, I would say. Again, they're a stud. The thing about the backs on these are, you've got the metal bit in the middle, and then you've got this sort of plastic outer. Now, I've had a few people say if they've got multiple piercings that because of the size of the back, that it's quite difficult to wear more than one set together. And this plastic bit does actually come off. I think they've done it like that because if you've just got one piercing, it does make it easier to pick up the backing because they're that much bigger. And I think they're kind of thinking about people with dexterity problems. But if that's going to be a problem for you because you've got more than one piercing and you want to wear two different pairs next to each other, then just snap that plastic backing off. And I think it comes off quite easily. I know one person said theirs actually come off by accident. So that is how you get around that problem. So they're the Kira and they are £34. I'll do the earrings first. Now, I've talked a little bit about the impression bracelets and I will talk a bit more about those, but with some of the colours we also do matching earrings, and these are the violet impression earrings. So they're silver tone, they're a four prong setting, and in the middle you've got a cubic zirconia in violet, which is probably about 2 carat equivalent weight to a genuine stone. I don't know what stone you would get that would quite be that colour, but they're a sort of equivalent diamond weight, but a lot of the cubic zirconia are dyed to a whole rainbow of different colours, so I'll talk a bit more about those as well. So at the moment we have these to match the opal bracelet, we have them in violet. I know we've got them two more colours for Christmas. They come in the taupe, and there are some clear ones as well, but I can't remember what metal tone those are in. But if anyone wants to know them, please contact me. I posted in the event, message me or comment on my post and I can add you to my FB group, The Magpie's Nest. So those are, we haven't yet got them in every colour to match the bracelets, but hopefully, because they have been so popular, hopefully more colours will be coming out soon. So they are only £26. And The change from studs. These are the Napa earrings, and they're again a hook. Probably the biggest ones I'm going to talk more. Well, no, actually, I have got the big ones to talk about. These are, they come in gold and silver. They're £58. The hook, then you've got, it's in three pieces. It's like a teardrop shape, but it's separated out into the two sides of that, and then an arched piece of metal along the bottom of it with little tiny, highly polished, like little arrowhead shapes, and they're all added onto the that arc of metal separately. So that's why they are a higher price point. There is a lot of work in them. Again, really, really comfortable. I wore mine to a birthday party a few weeks ago, and I was wearing them all day and just didn't notice. And again, they've got the little stopper on the back there. They're not going to fall out. So those are the Napa, and they're £58. So as a half price item, they would only be £29. And last pair of earrings for now. These are the Bugsy, and these are so cute. They're a little stud made of a round cut cubic zirconia in the Northern Lights colour. So basically it just picks up and reflects every kind of colour that's around it. So it's a bit like a sort of dark, much darker version of an opal. So that makes up the body. And then each side, you've got little wings around it, and they are set with crystals. And then there's two little crystals at the top for the eyes. They are a little bit smaller than, I'd say they're smaller than the Dotties. They are really quite little studs. Very cute, would make a lovely present for a younger girl who just had her ears pierced, and it's her kind of first pair of earrings she can put in when she can take the original studs out. I also know that somebody has got them for her daughter, who's a teacher, and I think she's going to spend most of the first week back after Christmas with people saying, Miss, where did you get your earrings? So they are very, very cute. They are Bugsy, and they are £36. So, I forgot these. These are the Truth earrings, and these are £28. They're little gold crosses, and they're set with clear crystals, and they're very believable. They're of a size that you could easily think they were gold set with diamonds. They're probably about the same size as the Bugsy studs, but they're so they'd make a lovely confirmation present or just a baptism present, or just any sort of present really. I'd be very pleased with them. They are lovely, and they are £28. So take a break from earrings to show you a couple of bracelets. What I love about the fairy tale collection, and I haven't got the whole thing, but it's on my website. I don't think I have posted the, yes, I think I have posted it in the event, but I will do so again. I think it's like a walk through an enchanted forest. This season we're using a lot more natural stones, lovely jewel colours, a lot of green, a lot of purple. I think it really is magical. This is one of the kiwi bracelets, and these come in three colorways. I've got the, it describes it as purple, Other people have said it's more like a lilac and coloured silk cord, and that has a cross charm at the centre of that with little crystals. These are very, very easy to put on and take off. They're the Chinese knot that, if you're familiar with Lola Rose jewellery, you will know about. You just pull the ends and then pull it to open it back up again. So you've got two strands of cord, and then in the middle of those, it doesn't move like some of the other bracelets we've had, where the charm slides all the way around. This is fixed. On the lilac one, it's a cross, it's a pink one with a little flower design in the middle, and a beige one that has a star. And they're £32. So yeah, lovely price point for a gift. And obviously, if you got those as a half price item, they would only be £16. The other bracelet is one of our stretch bracelets. This is the Meadow. And this is the, now these really, I don't want anyone kind of making a mistake on these, because the beads on this are, they are tiny. But they are, this one is the malachite, and then it's got a little star charm hanging from it that has crystals on it. But the beads are tiny, but they're all the way round. And it also comes in tiger's eye, which is a brown stripy stone, and that has a little cross pendant on, and amazonite, which on the website it describes as sea foam, and that has like a little padlock charm on it. So on the website they describe the tiger's eye as brown, the amazonite as sea foam, and confusingly it describes the malachite as emerald, but it's not, it's just emerald in colour. It's, they are not emeralds. They're little tiny beads. They're probably less than 5 millimetres across. But as I say, that is because they are genuine stones rather than crystals or lab-grown stones. So that's the Meadow, and that is, I can't remember whether it's 62 or 64. So as a half price item, it will be 31 or 32, but I can double check that. The website, the descriptions aren't always brilliant, but it is really easy to use. There is a bit of a trick to getting your card details in, but if anyone's having a problem with that, then by all means, just get in touch, and I'm very happy to place the order for you. But it is actually really accessible, which is great. So that's the Meadow. Some necklaces that I just want to quickly talk about from the new collection. Hold them up against this backing. This is the Halo, and this is like a 2-carat diamond equivalent weight cubic zirconia, the classic radiant cut, but you can see the whole stone. It's just set into what's called a spectacle setting, so it's just a rim of metal all the way around the outside, and you can, even on the front, you can actually feel the little facets. It has 58 separate facets, and cutting diamonds is actually, it's a very mathematical business, and actually getting every facet exactly the right size and so it reflects properly is one of the things that a diamond is judged by. But with this, you can actually see the back of it, which is like where it comes to a little point. So being a bit gemstone obsessed, I just find this fascinating that you just get to see the whole thing, and that is the shape a real diamond would be. But as I say, it's usually set into something, so you don't actually see the back of it. That only comes with a gold tone setting and chain, and that's £36. This is the Forever, so F-U-R, ever. And it's 20 millimetres across. It's a gold disc on a, I think it's a 16-inch chain with a 3-inch extender. And there is a little paw print created out of Pavéset crystals. Now, we do have a bracelet that's called the paw bracelet, and that's silver tone and has a little tiny disc on it with a black paw print. You can actually feel the paw on that where it's kind of indented slightly into the metal. And this is its kind of grown-up glamorous sister. It's the same little paw print. Sad person that I am, I've actually worked out that it's the left paw. And so it's a lovely present for any animal lovers. And it's £48, so half price, it's £24. And this isn't to do with Park Lane, this is just something I decided to do myself. 25% of the price of that is going to the People's Dispensary for Sick Animals. So if you buy it at full price, it's £12. If you buy it at half price, it'll be £6. And I'm keeping a record of how many of these I've sold. And the end of December, the PDSA will get their check. So, yeah, I think that's it's a really pretty pendant. And, yeah, has real meaning to it. So that's that one. The last, the wildflower pendant. Now, from the description, I wasn't that impressed. You know, I wasn't that excited about this one. Then it arrived. It's a little disc, probably a little bit smaller than, the Forever. Pavéset all over, covered in microcrystals. And it's got the little shape of a bee cut out of the middle. And then it's definitely a necklace rather than a pendant. It doesn't move on the pendant. It's set at a particular point. But then a few links along from it is the little bee charm, also covered in crystals. So it looks as if the bee has flown out of the middle of this circle. And that's the wildflower necklace, and that one is £46. Again, that's a gold tone one. Now, if you get to £108, one of the things that you can buy with you as your £30 item is one of the impression bracelets. And this is the silver and violet one. This is the new one for this season. And it got, I think it's 20, it's 40 carats of cubic zirconia. And I think it's 40 separate stone set. So if you're a QVC fan, it's what they would call a tennis bracelet. So each one, it's very, very simple. I mean, it's very sparkly, but because it's such a simple design, I think you can get away with wearing it in jeans or anything. It's 7 inches with a 2-inch extender, and each stone has a 4-prong setting, and then they're just the same all the way along. And they come in a whole range. We've got them in clear, in gold and silver. We've got a blue in gold tone, we've got a mint green in rose gold. The Northern Lights crystals that I was talking about before, that's in the hematite colour. This one's in the silver. The opal, which is the one of the raffle prizes, that's in gold tone. So yeah, there's quite a range of them. So those ones don't whatever you do, pay £164 for it. At least get it as a half price item, and ideally get it as a £30 item as your customer special. So that's the main range. There's just a couple of other Christmassy things I wanted to demonstrate or show you. The impression bracelet, one upside down, that I was saying we had a limited edition Christmassy one, is the Poinsettia impression bracelet. So that's red and gold tone. And there is also an earrings and necklace set to go with that. The bracelet is actually only £28 while it's still on the monthly specials. I haven't actually checked today whether it is on there, but it's £28. Now, to take advantage of the monthly specials, you have to spend a minimum of £48 on full and half price items. The necklace and earrings set, the earrings are the same as the violet ones I talked about. So they're just a little stud with a four prong setting. And then the necklace is the same with a single cubic zirconia in to match the bracelet. And that is £18. I'm not sure that that is still on the website, but I have one in stock. So, as I say, that one is £18. And the last thing are these quite amazing earrings. These are the evergreen earrings, gold tone, and then you've got baguette cut cubic zirconias, alternately in forest green and olive green. Now, baguette cut is like a long, thin cut, and so they're crossways across the hoop. So you've got a not quite whole hoop. It's got it doesn't meet at the back, although it comes really nearly up to the very back. I've got very short hair, and at the back you would be able to see the back of the earring. There's a little gap because they're actually a post and backing fitting. But then across all the way round, right round to the very back, it's these little long, thin baguette set, sort of flat one on another all the way around. These are, I'll be honest, these are quite heavy. You certainly know you're wearing them. So if you are a bit prone to sensitive ears or not getting on with big earrings, be honest, they're probably not one for you. But they're just, I think they are just quite amazing, and I'm saving mine for Christmas Day. And they are in the main collection. They're the evergreen, and they are £58. So that's all I was going to say.